Hello, Richard.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. I'm calling about neuropathy. I was diagnosed with neuropathy, and I have gone through all the nerve tests and all of that, and I have very low response with the nerves in my legs. I have an occluded disc in my back that is probably only about a quarter of the normal nerve channel capacity. I have two artificial hips. I just recently had the ball and socket changed in my left hip. I'm doing fine, but I have been taking niacinamide as a routine thing. I was prescribed that through your clinic.
Is that helping a little bit, Richard?
The niacinamide appears to be, I'm able to accept it. I was not able to take niacin as by itself. Mm-hmm. But I had heard that the statins, I had been taking atorvastatin,
uh-huh.
and 20 milligrams a day. And I have quit taking the atorvastatin, so I'm having much less problems with my legs. I had heard, I don't recall exactly where, but that the statins were giving neuropathy were making neuropathy more acute.
Uh-huh.
And so I have been off of the atorvastatin for about 15 days now.
Okay.
And before I was, when in the shower in the morning, I was able to touch down just below my knees. Now I'm able to touch my feet. And wow. I'm getting more, my whole body is considerably less bound up, you might say. My muscles I can move much freer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you have any information on the statins and if neuropathy is one of the symptoms of from the atorvastatin.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes here, so you might want to hold on till after the break. But a couple of things, Richard. Are you diabetic by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Sometimes long-term diabetes can cause neuropathy, and I just wanted to make sure. But yes, you know, statins, there's something called a statin-induced myalgia, which causes muscle aches, and they've linked it to a lack of CoQ10, which oftentimes by taking CoQ10, you can take away some of the side effects of the statin if that's something you have to be on.
I take CoQ10 daily.
Okay. And I would suggest a fair amount, even 200 to 400 milligrams a day, to counteract that.
You think I should increase it then?
I would consider that only because you've had such a good response from going off this statin. I think, you know, it might be worthwhile to see if the CoQ10 can make a more complete recovery from that. So. And there's other ways, of course, to lower your cholesterol, and you know, you can work with a naturopath on that to help with that. So, but other things that might be helpful, I often will give alpha lipoic acid for neuropathies. I find that to be quite effective. Sometimes it takes a fair amount, you know, like 600 to 1200 milligrams a day. And
alpha
lipoic, LIPOIC, and okay. There's the great music helping me keep on time.
You have to go away.
Yeah, you
should
can.
Should I hold on? Or should...
Yeah, I would hold on. There was a couple more things I wanted to give you. For all the other folks that are holding, I really appreciate it. We'll get to your calls right afterwards. Thank you. And we were talking to Richard before the break, so I'd like to finish up with him. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. Before we get into this again, I'm taking 100 milligrams of CoQ10. How much should I increase it to?
You know, typically you probably won't need more than 200 per day. And, you know, like I say, because you had such a good effect from it, you could even go up to 400 milligrams for a week or 10 days and then cut back to 200. But that's, you know, very supportive of nerve health. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, was because you talked about the impingement, nerve impingement that you had in your spine, you might benefit from a purchase of an inversion table, which is kind of interesting.
I have an inversion table, but it doesn't do much. I go to Dr. Yardley. I had been on getting shots in my spine and in my my hips, in my joints. And since I've been to him for about 4 years, I haven't had any shots in any of my joints or in my spine. So,
fantastic.
He has put me on a special exercise, and that I do, and I get my legs in the right position, and do push-ups only to my waist. Just 10 in the morning and 10 in the evening, and it has kept me from it getting worse. Let's put it that way. It was very painful for a while, and the neurologists and everybody says that I should have a back operation, whether we do or not, my L5 was extruded at one time completely out, and I had that back in 1980. They found a piece clear down in my sciatic nerve bundle on my right leg.
Okay.
And I was without rolling problems in my bladder and bowel and rolling cramps in my right leg for 19 days or almost. So anyway.
Well, it sounds like you're on the right road. I know it's quite a journey you have to go through sometimes, but a couple things I'll mention again for neuropathies in general. Sometimes we'll resort to injectable B vitamins, which can help quite a bit too. Sometimes over, you know, time, people have a harder time absorbing various B vitamins, especially B12. So we will offer injectable B12, B complex, P5P, and that can make a huge difference.
I got that. I had injectable B12 prescribed by your clinic up in Redmond,
okay.
Dr. Gaston.
Okay.
And I didn't have much result from that.
Okay. Well, one last thing I'll mention. So if you were to go to a neurologist, they often prescribe gabapentin, which is a sort of a nerve block. But one natural product that comes close to that is GABA, which pretty much promotes the same pathway. So GABA is a...
G-A-B-A?
Yes, it's an amino acid complex. It's typically very relaxing to the nerves, so it can help with neuropathies and not so much for the structural impingement, but it might help with sleep if you're having a problem with that, but also helping restore some of that nerve function.
I have in both feet, my middle, the three middle toes, feel like they're cramping many, many times. And it has lessened considerably since I was on the Norvasic and the and stopped the atorvastatin.
Yeah, that's another sign that your sacral nerves are involved, or at least your low back is involved there. So, okay, okay. Well, we should probably go on to another caller. Thanks, Richard.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, good luck with that.